at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. When longtime Congressman Jeb Hensarling announced he wouldn't seek re-election, 8 Republicans scrambled to replace him in the 5th District. It's a conservative district that includes eastern Dallas County. The top 2 vote-getters from the March primary face off in Tuesday's runoff election: Hensarling's former campaign manager, Bunny Pounds, and State Representative Lance Gooden of Terrell. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports.
A primary runoff election like this one doesn't usually attract a lot of voters, but a forum in small-town Canton, Texas, halfway between Dallas and Tyler, drew a couple hundred conservatives on a recent Monday night.
Okay, need y'all to keep it down. We're going to get started with our U.S. congressional candidates.
Lance Gooden and Bunny Pounds both say they're the conservative candidate. Gooden, the state representative, got the most votes in the March primary. He said he'll support President Trump and he'll pursue conservative legislation like bills passed in Austin during the last legislative session.
We banned sanctuary cities in the state of Texas. We passed a strong voter ID bill. We stood up for the Second Amendment. I'm endorsed by the NRA. My Republican credentials are, bar none, far and above better than my opponent.
Pounds, the former Jeb Hensarling staffer, spent years fundraising for conservative candidates, including Mike Pence. The vice president endorsed her.
I am running to make sure that we preserve our Constitution, to make sure that we protect your liberties and my liberties, to make sure that President Trump has the reinforcements to strengthen our military, take care of our veterans, and to secure our border and to stop amnesty once and for all.
Both Gooden and Pounds tout support from anti-abortion groups. Both cite top ratings from the National Rifle Association for their positions on guns. And both pledge a hard line on immigration. They do break on some issues, though. Federal support for farmers, for example, a big issue in a district that sprawls across 6 mostly rural counties east of Dallas.
Our farmers and ranchers need support, and I'll provide that when I get to Washington.
Pounds, who lives in the Dallas County part of the district, called the federal farm bill bloated.
We can protect our farmers and our land by giving us the freedom for prosperity, and that's what I stand for.
Throughout the debate, the two attacked each other. Pounds bashed Gooden for not being conservative enough. She pointed to scorecards that rank ideological purity among state lawmakers. Gooden said lawmakers concerned with rankings tend to be ineffective.
If you look at the people who are at the top of that list, for the most part, they're folks who have not passed bills. I'm the guy that's going to go to Washington and represent my district. I'm not going to be bought and paid for, and I'm not going to come back at campaign time talking about all the special interests that want me to come back to Washington.
Those special interests, Gooden says, want Pounds to be elected. He singled out hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on this race by Club for Growth, a conservative Washington-based anti-tax group.
And she's going to go to Washington and do whatever they say.
Pound said those groups support her for her conservative stances. And she said Gooden didn't seem to mind taking special interest money when he was fundraising for his state house races.
70% came from PACs, registered lobbyists, special interests, out of district, and even out of state donors.
Lance Lenz from the Van Zandt County Republican Party says he doesn't think people in this district are all that concerned about the donations either candidate is receiving. They just want someone who can fill the shoes of stalwart conservative Jeb Hensarling. Lenz says his retirement came as a shock.
It's like this huge vacuum that everybody's worried about. They got comfortable with Jeb. They knew where they could call him at, when he'd be around, and now we have to start over.
There is a Democrat running for the 5th District, Dan Wood, but this is solid Republican territory. 2 years ago, Donald Trump won the district by nearly 30 points. That means the winner of this runoff is very likely to be the 5th District's next congressional representative. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Early voting runs through tomorrow. Election day is Tuesday. We have a voter's guide at keranews.org. Mariachis have many traditional songs to play for events like weddings or birthdays. Earlier this week, a mariachi ensemble tackled a different kind of classic, the lush and powerful music of legendary opera composer Richard Wagner. In this week's Spotlight, Art and Seek's Hadi Mawadi dives into this music.
It's a brilliant Sunday morning at Fort Worth's Holy Name Catholic Church. elotes sizzle on the grill, kids play carnival games, and on stage, six women sing traditional Mexican folk songs. They're Mariachi Rosas Divinas, North Texas's first all-female mariachi ensemble.
Sometimes people will see us and they'll be like, oh, you guys are dancers. Like, they have no idea. Or if we're mariachis, to them, we're just singers. They have no idea that we actually play.
That's Tabitha Barrientos, a founder of the Rosas Divinas. Her group puts a feminine spin on the traditional mariachi ensemble. Instead of suits and sombreros, they wear pink blouses, long black skirts, bright red lipstick, and a gigantic flower in their hair.
It's like you get to go to prom every weekend in a way, because we put so much time and attention to that detail. But we're criticized for that as well, because like, oh, they just want to look pretty and they don't think that we sound good. It's just a struggle.
This show is their fourth concert in 24 hours, and they've got another later in the day. The group's lead violinist, Karen Geraldo, says popularity doesn't protect them from machismo traditionalists who believe women shouldn't be mariachis.
We do get criticized, but how else would you stand out in these times, you know? And so, but we keep the tradition in the music, and that's what's more important to us.
The six core members of the group have busy careers in carpentry, digital advertising, child therapy, and even patent law. But most of them have played music since they were children. Again, Barrientos.
It really is about the crowd. You could be playing a song that you've played so many times, but you see them enjoying it and it completely rejuvenates you.
The crowd loves them too. Last year, a cell phone video of the Rosas Divinas made its way to the home of mariachi music, Jalisco, Mexico. And it ended up in the hands of visual artist Gonzalo Labrija. He long had a crazy idea to mash up mariachi music with classical music, like Wagner. And he thought the Rosas Divinas would be perfect.
I heard it was a mariachi by a woman, and immediately it was like, this is perfect. I mean, it's very rare and very uncommon.
Labrija partnered with Jalisco composer Jesus Echavarria, a self-proclaimed master of crazy ideas. He helped arrange Wagner's music for the group to perform at Dallas Symphony's Soluna Music Festival. Again, Labrija.
The mariachi by women are fantastic. I mean, they have a really incredible sense of the way they play the music. It's very strong. So for me, it was very important.
Wagner's a German composer, and his work is usually tackled by 100-piece orchestras. So the project was definitely a departure for the Rosas Divinas, but they were game. A day before the show, all the parties meet for the very first time to rehearse at the Moody Performance Hall in Dallas. Echavarria and Labrija watch quietly as the women work through the kinks.
Do you guys have that same strumming pattern through the whole thing from 7 till whatever, 13?
Barrientos explains the process.
So we're trying to merge the two together and try to make it a little bit more of our own and see if we can make it to where they're actually more like mariachi-sounding songs as opposed to us trying to emulate a symphony, which we'll never be able to do with just 13 of us.
By showtime, Labrija is pleased.
It's a translation, and it's something come out of it. I think that's the important of the work, is like when they interpreted Wagner with their style, it's just something magical.
Don't take his word for it. Here's the London Philharmonic Orchestra performing the Grand March from Wagner's opera Tannhäuser. And here's the Mariachi Rosas Divinas. At the time of Wagner's death in 1883, he was still reworking Tannhäuser. He felt his opera was incomplete, but maybe it just needed two artists from Mexico and a dozen female mariachis to put their spin on it. Hadi Mowagdi, KERA News.
See photos and hear more from the Mariachi Wagner Concert. That's at artandseek.org. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.